Welcome to the We Are TR podcast. Listen as we talk about what brings us all to this great town. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the We Are TR podcast. I'm Brandon, along with Lacey. Lacey, how's it going?
It's going good. I added a new tattoo to my collection this week.
I saw that. What is it?
It's the Blue Ridge Mountains. My daughter turns 30 this month, and so for her gift, we got matching tattoos. And so we met in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia, and so that's where like our story together begins. So that's why we chose the Blue Ridge Mountains.
That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. So we've been doing this new thing, right? Top three. So we're going to pull something random out of the hat and do top three Little Debbie cakes.
Little Debbie cakes.
What's your top three Little Debbie cake?
I don't know if I can remember what Little Debbie cakes. Oh, that Christmas tree one.
Oh, was that number three?
I don't know. Oatmeal, cream pie.
Okay.
The little Christmas one and the zebra cake.
Is that kind of the same, though, right?
The Christmas one and the zebra cake?
Yeah,
they really are.
I mean, they're two different brands,
Swiss cake
obviously.
Roll.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, what about you?
I'm going to go Nutty Buddy.
No.
And Fudge Round.
Oh, Fudge Round is a good one.
And Christmas Tree Cake.
You can't go wrong with the Christmas Tree Cake.
Yeah, it's my favorite. So we're here at the Philly Grill today. And you introduce yourself, and what you got top three Little Debbie cakes?
Yeah, it sounds
like your Little Debbie cakes. Well, I'm Ron Fine with the Philly Grill, and I can honestly say I don't eat Little Debbie cakes.
Well, I don't eat them often either. But
I have a sweet tooth, and I'll eat just about any kind of chocolate, but I really don't even know. I mean, I see Debbie cakes.
You've never had one?
I'm sure I have. I'm 62.
Yeah. You know, so. Now I feel like I need to buy you one just so you can try it.
Yeah, for real.
I go more for the fresh cake stuff.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely. Little Debbie's like a road trip, you know. You just need to add one.
I'll walk into Ingles or Publix and go right to the bakery and just go, what looks good?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm buying. So.
And now you can buy a slice of cake at Publix, just a single slice, which is the most single person thing to do, but I don't care.
No,
it's delicious.
Need the cake.
Yeah,
need the whole thing.
Me too.
Yeah,
for sure. That's my problem with the Little Debbie's. I'll just get the box and just eat the whole box in like one sitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Yeah. So you're about to open up here soon. Tell us what to expect. What's going on? Yeah. Obviously selling
Well,
Phillips.
Thank you for coming, you know, here to Philly Grill.
Yeah,
first.
We're excited that you're here.
Philly Grill has been around, like I said, 30 years. Started in 1993. And we are franchising everywhere. And we decided to move to South Carolina from South Florida, Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And basically, we really were just going to keep franchising and not open any more corporate stores. We're going to use our big store down in South Florida for training and franchisees. But my son, Zachary, he's going to be here running the store.
Okay.
And decided that he wanted another restaurant rather than just the franchising, so that's why we decided to do that. And then we picked Traveler's Rest, so we're excited to be here in Traveler's Rest. We thought it would be a great opportunity for the Philly Grill franchise company, and we picked this location. We waited well over a year to get going here. We waited on the building, and I took the opportunity to redesign the whole kitchens and restaurants. So this Philly Grill restaurant is upscaled from all the other Philly Grill restaurants.
Okay.
Nice.
So this one has digital menu boards, kiosks, new POS systems. The kitchen layout is bigger and better. We'll also serve to get food out quicker since we cook everything to order.
Okay.
Nothing's pre-made, everything's to order, everything's fresh. from our burgers to our grilled chicken to our Phillies, everything. I mean, we do just our chicken tenders are fresh. You know, we actually dip them and batter them to order, as well as our buffalo chicken. We do that as well.
Homemade onion rings.
We have the best.
Oh, onion!
I can't wait for that.
Old-fashioned breaded
onion rings. That is exciting.
Served with our special ranch dressing.
Oh, that sounds good. Because not everyone does onion rings excellently, so that's exciting.
We actually do not do anything beer battered. Okay. Which is what people don't realize. That's kind of what, when you're eating beer battered stuff, it's like, when you're done, you're kind of nauseous.
Yes.
You know, if you eat too much of it, it's like the fish and chips. It's like, so the only thing we actually have beer battered is our fish. That is it.
Oh, y'all have fish here too? Still, wow, okay.
We have shrimp, we have fish, we have gyros.
We are just top making a little of everything, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
so
awesome.
So we're not just a Philly restaurant or Philly grill, it's a Philly themed. But we are a restaurant that serves everything. We have salads, I guess it's gyros, fish, shrimp.
That's exciting.
Hoagies, Nathan's hot dogs, football Nathan hot dogs.
Classic, excellent.
Yeah, so we have to bring a lot of stuff in that we can't get here. So the logistics of it, bringing everything here was a little bit of a feat. But
So what made you pick Traveler's Rest?
Long story. Well, I was in South Florida, and I was actually looking to move a little further up. We're in, like, West Palm Beach, and I was looking to move a little further up to Jupiter, and my wife wanted, she said, if we go any further up, Jupiter was too expensive, so if we go any further up, she wants out. She doesn't like the heat.
No.
I like the heat. She hates the heat. She likes the cold. I hate the cold.
I can't stand being cold, yeah.
I love the cold.
I do not. It hurts. So she said, let's go to North Carolina. And I said, no. And so I said, how about Georgia? And she said, no. So South Carolina.
So there's a state in between.
It.
Yeah.
So, you're only 30 minutes away from the border here, so you're all right.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of research, and then I did a lot of research, but then we had family, or not family, but our friend's family had family in the Greenville area, so we started looking in the Greenville area, and just checked out the different cities. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm in Easley, and my son Zachary, that's going to run the restaurant, lives here in Traveler's Rest.
Awesome.
And that's kind of how it happened in a nutshell.
Yeah, so we wound up here. Great.
And then when we started looking for restaurant sites, there was one other spot, but we kind of really liked Traveler's Rest, and we had to just find the right spot in Traveler's Rest, and here we are.
Well, it's exciting. I remember, it probably was over a year ago, I was, maybe we had Greg from Ace podcast, and he mentioned, like, he knew you guys were coming, so he was telling us about it, and that was, I think, has been like a year.
Yeah, it's been close.
Yeah,
So you have more than one kid? More than Zachary
here, or we have Zach. No, I have my daughter. She's in Jacksonville.
Okay, so you'll still maybe go back and forth a little.
Yeah, I was trying to get there this weekend, but I'm not sure.
It's a bit of a haul.
So, it's a 6-hour drive. But yeah, we're trying to get her to move here, but it's so hard when you live close to the beach.
Yes, if you're a beach person, it is. That's true. Yeah. Well, so tell us some other things at Philly Grill. So all these options, and you're right on the corner in front of Ace. Are you going to have, like, we can see this, of course, right now, but are you going to have some outside seating too?
We do have the patio. It's a 1,000-square-foot patio that we did fence in to make sure everybody's safe. No kids are running down the hill and running to the street. So that was, we put that up. And we're going to have at least 10 tables out there with umbrellas. To keep the sun out and stuff, which is a beautiful time right now to start sitting outside.
Yeah, perfect timing.
To sit there, and then we're going to try to put a cornhole or two out there, and ring toss to have a little fun out there. We definitely want customers to come with their dogs. So if we'll put some water out there for the dogs so they can have a place to eat.
That's great.
We're dog people ourselves. So So the Goldens and Maltese.
Oh, yeah. I have a Golden as well.
Beautiful dogs.
Yeah, he's great. Do you have a dog, Brandon?
No, I don't have any dogs. I have five kids.
Yes, I know.
They act like animals. So.
All right. That's a whole other subject.
Yes.
That's true. I mean, I have six kids and a dog.
Well, they're all, mine are all young.
Yes,
though.
They are. And it is different. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
So maybe when they all get a little older, we'll revisit the dog.
Maybe.
And now I have a 2-year-old grandson. So
oh, exciting.
Grandfather, yeah, 59, kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was like, I have grandpas. So, you know, I have my grandpa.
Yeah, so, that happens.
Right.
I have grandkids now already myself, and that is, he's crazy.
He's just a joy.
Yeah, is he in Jacksonville or is he in Seattle?
He's in Jacksonville, okay. Which just eats me up because he's my little guy.
Yeah.
He's 2.5 now, and my son's actually there. They're pregnant. So
oh, exciting.
They're due July.
So that's a big year for him. So starting businesses.
I'm giving her the first year to grow, and then I'm bringing them right in here to get to work.
That's right. Yeah. Small hands. She can do things.
Yes. Got to start them young and work their way up.
Yeah, so you would call it like a family-friendly vibe that Philly Girl's going to have.
100%. Yeah. Very casual, family-friendly. We're just about having fun. You have to have fun. So we're going to interact, which we've done forever. We do a lot of interacting with our customers and just, you know, I want them to come and enjoy the food, which we're crazy about because we're a high-quality, fast, casual restaurant. So everything about us is better than everybody else.
Truthfully, I like the confidence.
It is. You know, nobody beats our Philly.
Yeah, no, nobody. I'm excited to try the Philly. I think lots of people, too, that I've talked to as I've been sharing about you guys are really excited about the Philly.
It all comes from Philadelphia. Our bread comes from Philly. Our meat comes from Philly. Our Philly water ice, which is like an Italian ice, icy that comes from Philly.
That's
and
cool.
Then we do everything here. We chop our fresh onions. We slice all our cheeses, all our meats, we make our own wing sauce, and we make everything fresh. Like I said, our chicken tenders and buffalo chicken. We patty our own burgers. We season our own burgers. So everything here is made, you know, in-house, put together in-house. So it's not like, you know, we're not commercialized like all these big companies. I'll never be commercialized. As big as we get, and we're growing, as of right now, we have interest in Texas, North Carolina and Georgia.
Okay.
That's hit me up now for franchises. I turned down Arizona because it's just too far.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've turned down California, Seattle, Arizona.
Because you want to be able to go
there. If I
can
get to you.
Okay.
You know, I'm very hands-on on, you know, because I'm constantly in touch with all our franchisees. So if I can't get to you, we're not ready.
Yeah, how have you worked with your son before in business, or will this be a new thing?
Oh, yeah, no,
okay,
Zach's
so you're well-versed in...
Zach's started helping out in the Philly Grill food truck that we've had. He's now 28. He started out, actually, it's 14 years now since he was 14.
Wow.
So he started in the food truck helping out and then helping out in the restaurant. He's been helping me run our Lake Worth location for 8 years or so.
So having all the things that you're making in-house and you're doing in-house and you're making fresh, that's hard to manage. Do you have a kind of systems that you put into place, or do you just because that, I mean, it's hard to keep everything. That's a lot of resources.
You would think so.
And, yeah, but you've got it down.
You would think so. Yeah, it's. I just have it down. I've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
In the restaurant business, 45 years. Philly Grill, 30 years. So the system is just in our heads.
Yeah.
Everything is day-dotted, dated. So we know the rotations. There's nothing that's ever cut and put away that we don't know when it's done.
Gotcha, yeah.
So without that, you don't have the system. So we know we have what we call par levels, which means, you know, we need 10 of this, you know, 20 of this, 30 of this. So at the end of the day or the end of a couple of days, if we're down to 10, we know to make 20 more.
Yeah.
So it's just in, that's what's in our system. So we know exactly what's going on.
I mean,
all the time.
I'm really looking forward to many things, but the onion rings, and then what is the Italian ice? What was that?
They're Philly water ice.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
It's an Italian ice.
Okay.
It's made in Philly, and they call it Philly water ice.
Okay.
But it's the same thing. Like if you went to like Arita's,
mm-hmm.
you've been to Arita's Ices, and they're actually a Philly. They're a Philly company too.
I know that.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh yeah, tell us your connection with Philly.
There is none.
There's none. You just love it. Okay. Well, what I mean, you've been doing it for
a
lifetime.
Are you at least an Eagles fan?
I am. I have to be an Eagles fan. And when the Eagles in the playoffs, we get really busy. And when they're in the Super Bowl, we are slammed.
Yeah. I bet.
So what happened was, way back when I was 25, talking quite a long time ago, I opened a sub shop called Sub Solution.
Okay.
And I started making cheesesteaks. My cheesesteaks got very popular. And then I kind of got bored with the sub shop, and I expanded it into a raw bars restaurant. I took the bay next door, and I just made a bar restaurant. So we were still making the same foods. But long story short, what happened was we were also in the flea market business, my family with you know, new products in the market. So the first Philly Grill was in the Festival Flea Market Mall in Pompano Beach. And how that became is that we had booths in the market, in the mall, and I had the restaurant, and the owners asked me to put a restaurant in the food court. So I said, okay, let me think about this. Now, the owners to the mall were from Philadelphia. So they said, you know, put a restaurant in the food court. I said, all right, let me think about it. Let me get back to you. So I thought about it, and I'm thinking, my Philly cheesesteak is really popular, and they're from Philly. They're going to love this. So I basically took my menu, condensed it a little bit, because we had a lot of raw products from the raw bar and stuff, condensed it from my sub shop, and put it together, and I said, here, we're going to call it Philly Grill. We're going to specialize in the Philly cheesesteaks, and then, you know, we'll add all these other products. And they just absolutely loved it. And from the day we opened that store, slammed.
Yeah.
Slammed. So then it kind of grew from there. Then I put some Philly grills in pool halls that people asked me to put restaurants in their food halls, which were Philly grills, and then eventually sold to them. And then we ran it there for 12 years or so, and then moved it up to Palm Beach, and then, you know, had that one just going like crazy. Then we opened another one in Delray Beach, Florida, which is there. And then people are just hounding me for franchise. Hey, franchise, franchise. So then franchising takes time, putting together the systems.
Yeah.
So we did. We started franchising. So I opened one in Connecticut. Then we opened one in Indiana, Evansville, Indiana. Then we opened another one in Brandon, Florida. And then COVID hit, and so I stopped everything. I don't want people opening. I don't want to sell franchises during COVID. I worry about everybody's money.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, so I don't want to open up and then get hurt. So we stopped it, and then I just started up again in January.
Okay.
Put it all back together, and all of a sudden I started getting hits in, like I said, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas. And what's nice about this, what we did with this location here, what we're excited about, this is the new Philly Grill Corporate Franchise Training Center.
Okay.
So anybody that wants a Philly Grill anywhere in the country has to come here for training.
Oh, fantastic.
Which brings money into the city, too.
Absolutely.
For the hotels and other places, you know, to eat and shop.
Yeah. So, oh, that's fantastic.
So it brings a lot of, more money into the city, whatever little it is when they come. But, you know, the family comes, you know.
Yeah.
They have to come and train whoever they want to bring to train. And they're here for 2 weeks. So they have to stay in a hotel here for 2 weeks, which helps them out. And small businesses and other restaurants.
For sure, and Airbnbs and other options. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do we have a set opening day for here, this location?
We are opening March 28th, which is Thursday at 4 o'clock to the public.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. We're doing a ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce.
I saw that
at 11 o'clock.
Email this morning, yeah.
At 11 o'clock, and then at 11:30, between 11:30 and 2, we're feeding the Chamber of Commerce the police department, the fire department, anybody, all my contractors that help
awesome.
In the store.
We are TR Podcast.
Yeah.
And the podcast.
Podcast. Sure. And, onion rings.
And the government. The government center. Well, we're going to feed cheesesteaks and fries.
Perfect.
So fries, but you can they can get bacon cheese fries, cheese fries, you know, anything like that.
They want, oh, I'll come back to the onion rings. It doesn't have to be that day. Yeah. Bacon,
we'll come back later.
Bacon cheese fries are just, we have bacon cheese tater tots.
Oh, man.
I mean, this stuff.
Tater tots.
Well. We have fried mushrooms with horseradish sauce.
Interesting.
We have mozzarella sticks. I mean,
how many Philly cheese steaks do you think you've eaten in your life?
I eat them a lot because they're really good.
Yeah.
You know, just, we just don't, like most places, you know, they make a sandwich with their bread. We actually recook the bread right when we're cooking the steak. We have the bread in the press, which is toasting the bread.
So good.
Now we're hungry.
Done with the meat, we melt the cheese on top. Take the bread out of the press, put it on top.
Sounds amazing.
So, really, I mean, is there any kind of? I know you said doing the Chamber of Commerce thing. Is there any kind of event or anything going on for the public after? For opening day?
We don't have anything planned for a public event. It's more of kind of a...
Come and eat.
Come and eat. That's the event, huh?
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
Just
the grand opening and get open. I've been handing out, you know, with people that stop by, I've been handing out cards, buy one, get one free.
Oh, awesome.
Just, you know, when people come by, hey, when you're opening, I'm like, here's a buy one, get one free card.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. So it's a buy a 10-inch... cheesesteak, get one free.
It's a great deal. Yeah.
You know, so, you know.
Well, we'll definitely be back. Brandon and I will.
I know I will.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to put it out there. You know, if a customer walks in, like we're really sad. But if a customer walks in while we're feeding the police department and fire department, we're going to make them a sandwich. So I got to say that lightly.
Yeah, we just edit that out.
We're just like that. You know, we're not uppity. We're very monotone, down to earth, and you know, our customers. We're very into our customers.
Well, it feels like that's going to be a great fit for TR and for your audience here. I mean, I feel like that describes TR.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here, and glad for cheesesteak and onion rings and I don't know, everything else, all the stuff.
Yeah.
So we ask, usually just to get to know you a little better, we ask some random questions, and they truly are random. So, okay. And usually they're like a mix of serious and silly. So the first one is, do you think there's value in getting a traditional education? It's an interesting question, actually. We haven't asked that before. Do you think there's value in getting a traditional? So I'm assuming they mean like a college education, like a traditional college education.
If you're going to do something specific, yes.
Okay.
If you're getting a... underwater basket weaving, no. If you're going to college just to say you went to college, no.
I mean, I have 3-4 kids right now, and they're like 18, 20, 20 year olds. Like, you know, so this is a big discussion in my house, like that right. College. What do you think?
Oh, wow. Education's everything, you know. The more you know, the more you're worth is really what it is. So I push, like, the kids that come work for me, I make sure they're in school.
Yeah.
I say, don't skip school to come to work because I'm not going to put you on. You know, and then if they have certain things, I make sure that they're off of work to make sure that they're, you know, doing what they need to for school.
Yeah.
So I push the kids when they're in high school and, you know, stuff like that to make sure they're good. I don't put them on too much on the schedule because I worry about their schooling.
Yeah.
So that's important to me. That being said... my daughter has a master's degree in clinical psychology, so she's, you know, she does well now. It took many years, but she's very much in debt. Although I paid for college, it was the graduate programs that are very expensive, and she's very high in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I can't pay off. It's pretty high. I tried. And then my son, Zachary, I pushed him to college, but he didn't like it. And he's the smartest one out of all of us. he's a brilliant kid. So it just depends. You know, there's so much money to be made in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
The electrician, the plumbers, the you know, trades like that, the HVAC.
Yes, for
that,
sure.
That are great trades that people can get into and make money without going to college.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I wish there was something you just go work for them for 4 years.
I think apprenticeship programs.
Maybe minimum wage or whatever, or you know, some get paid something, but go work for them for 4 years. Then by that time you're ready to go actually work in that field.
Yeah, right. I think
that's the better.
Apprenticeships are definitely under. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
a better option than going
super
to college.
Pro education.
Well, college today is like an extension of high school.
Yeah.
You
yes.
have to get to the master's to really do anything, because once you're out of once you're out of college these days, it's like nobody knows what to do, and they're hard to get jobs.
Yeah.
And now what I'm hearing is a lot of big companies not even requiring that degree.
Yeah, and they also know that they can train on site for what they want.
That's what I'm saying. You'd be better off getting on-site training.
But it just depends on what that looks like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you graduate,
we could spend another 30 minutes talking about this.
Right? I think we could solve if people would listen to us, I think that we would solve a lot of problems.
Because you learn more on site. You know, I'll have cooks that come here and they'll say, oh, yeah, I've been cooking for 15 years. I have to get them out of all their bad habits.
Yeah.
That's
me. I'd rather hire somebody that don't know what they're doing. I can train them my way.
It's easier for me to train them that way, because we are very strict on how we operate here, on cleanliness and how we touch our foods and stuff. Because we don't manhandle anything. It's either gloves or tongs, spatulas. We don't manhandle nothing. You are not allowed to touch food, with your hands. So, but we just, it's just training.
It is. It definitely is. The next question is a total diversion. What's your favorite Disney movie? I'm going to feel like this like you
Disney
do about Little Debbie.
Movies.
I don't. I mean, you're in an era where your kids are probably watching some Disney movies.
We'll go. Yeah, Aladdin though.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, back old school. That was my favorite growing up.
He cracks me up.
Yeah.
not
the real life, the cartoon.
Right. The cartoon. Yeah.
Robin
yeah.
Williams.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That's true. I don't love cartoons. I really don't. In fact, I used them only when kids were little as a way for me to go do something else. I don't know as an adult if I've ever sat down and watched a cartoon by myself ever.
Some of them are good.
I know they are. I don't know what my problem is.
Encanto. That was pretty good.
I thought Encanto was nice.
The music was really good.
What's the one with the llama?
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, that would be my favorite then. Yeah.
Well, these are some I haven't seen, so I'm going to have to go home and watch.
Yes, yeah. Do you do that? Gather your pups and watch a movie. Right. And then the last one, have you ever researched your ancestry?
Just enough to get a tattoo.
To get what?
Get a tattoo. Got my family crest.
Oh, like, did you need a family history to get a tattoo? Okay, yeah. Your crest. Yeah,
I want to make sure I was getting the right thing.
Right, yes, yeah. That's important.
I have, because I went on this Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
I went on that. I did that for a little bit. I was trying to, and I still get hits, you got a third cousin.
Yeah.
This thing, I'm like, I don't know who that is. But I'm just really curious of, my grandparents, my great-grandparents' parents, where they come from.
Yeah.
And so, I'm very curious about that, but I only got back so far. I got to my grandparents' parents. I got them, but I don't know what's beyond that, and I would really like to know down the line, in the 1700s, 1600s, where did these people come from, and, what'd they do, and how'd we get all the way to here, and so.
No, I'm definitely very curious about it. It's like a lot of things in my life, though. Like, if someone would just tell me, I'd be fascinated to know, but I don't want to do the work to get there. But I do have, we have some just family heritage that, a family has passed down. And, like, my great-grandparents immigrated from Germany, and they were on the same boat, but they didn't meet till they were already here, and then discovered they had come across in the same boat together.
Cool.
Yeah, and they got married and had, I thought that's kind of fun. Like, oh, you didn't even know. Interesting fact. Yeah. Well, we found out all kinds of things today.
Oh, that's right. All right. So, do y'all have like Instagram, Facebook, website for this location here?
We do. I know Facebook is Philly Grill TR. I'm not real big on the on all that stuff, so I couldn't tell you. If my wife was here, she would tell you this, because she's in.
I don't know if you have an Instagram yet. Do you?
I think she started it.
Okay, because I have not seen
I'm
that
sure
yet,
you just look up Philly Grill Traveler's Rest.
I'll tag you and link you if we find it.
I think she just started it. She'll be here in a few minutes.
But we'll include that when we, promote
it. I know the Facebook was, but I just I don't go on social media.
Well,
stuff.
And we're just going to come here and eat, so it'll be fine. Yeah, like, you know, we see it. It's in front of Ace Hardware. You can't miss it.
Oh, no, you can't miss it. We have a big sign on the side and on the front. We have banners on the on the fence, letting everybody know. And, you know, we're trying to do a soft opening, but I think we're going to get hit pretty hard.
Yeah, well, I've had lots of people ask me, when are they opening? When are they opening? So this will be good to share.
And we usually do get hit pretty hard, so we're pretty much ready for it.
Good.
When we open, if we're opening in Connecticut or Indiana, we get hit pretty hard.
People will be excited.
Cool. Hi, Lacey. Where we find you at?
TravelersRestHere.com, Instagram, Facebook.
All right. You find me at Tim's Mobile Detailing on all the platforms. But hey, thanks for having us. This was a good time. I can't wait for you to open.
We're going to be great customers.
Yeah. Anybody can check it out, too. You just go to thephillygrill.com and you see our website. Or even download the Philly Grill phone app.
Oh, cool.
So we're on Apple and Google. You can download that. And it's got the menu on there. You can order on your phone.
Oh, fantastic.
It prints out right here in the kitchen, so all they do is throw it on their phone. We cook it, you come in, you're gone.
Oh, that's awesome. Easy. Wonderful.
Yeah, very easy.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, and thanks for listening to that episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. We would like to invite you every third Tuesday of the month to the Community Tap for Trivia Night, hosted by me and Lacey from the We Are TR podcast. Come out, have fun, have a few drinks, and let's have a good time together.